And we're live back at the Brothers in Christ podcast on and off the field, season 2, episode 1, for real. I'm Ryan. We got our main host, Jeff Kennison. How you doing, J-Man?
I'm fucking fine. I'm late for that episode. Sorry, I got... So like fine, I couldn't speak for a second, but I'm doing all right. So I want to thank you for why using the ball to make it back. Amen.
Amen. So yeah, we got a lot to talk about today. It's been a little bit since a podcast, so we're ready to get season 2 going. We're going to start talking MLB offseason, NFL recap. We're going to try to get some more people on the podcast this season, which is exciting. But we got our song of the day first. Do you want to tell us about this one, J-Man?
The Bible talks about thankfulness. Yeah, I believe, there's what I believe you should be thankful all the time, not just at Thanksgiving, not just one holiday. You should be thankful all the time. And I encourage you to be thankful and be humble. Because this guy's tearing up the charts in Christian music, but you never know it, you know, if you saw him win an award, you know, because I watch some of the award shows, you would never know it, but he's tearing up, you know, the Christian world, and God calls us to be humble, and that's one of the things I encourage you to be humble, and that's probably the number one thing I like about Brandon Lee. This is gratitude.
Yeah, he's like the anti Aaron Rodgers, right? Just kidding. Bad joke. All right, well, with that, let's get it going. Let's see what we got to hear. And this is Gratitude, Brandon Lake. 40 million views, no big deal.
Hallelujah. So, I'm going to say a prayer. Well, I just prayed that, you know, everybody listening would be thankful for what you did on the cross, because it's not about Brandon Lake, it's all about you. Thank you for dying for me and dying for Ryan. And Lord, I just pray that all our listeners would come to know you. And Lord, we just, thank you for this time and keep us humble.
Yeah, amen. Yeah, super cool song, Brandon Lake. Very powerful incredible vocals. He's you know, you can really see why he's taking the Christian music scene by storm. Just a lot of power and rawness in his voice, I think. What do you think, Jeff?
I just want to sorry. I think for me, it talks about thankfulness, you know, how we're supposed to be thankful and everything.
I think that's a good perspective to just, you know, be thankful. There's a lot to be thankful for in our lives if we look for it. You know, there's a lot of good things that happen every day, you know, that we're very lucky to have, and it's a good mindset to, you know, to be thankful for those things.
And I encourage you, if you are a believer, start with prayer, start with worship, you know.
Why, and why would you say that?
Because, you know, it helps me get my mind right. Helps me give my day right
Yeah, focus your thoughts and, you know, get your kind of your body and your mind ready for the impact you want to have on the day, how you want the day to go. Yeah, I think something you're so good at, Jeff, is really being constant with prayer and worship. That's really important to you, and I think it dictates how your day goes. I think it's really cool how you do that. All right, we got the verse of the day. This is 3 John chapter 1 verse 11. And it said, "Dear friend, do not imitate what is evil, but what is good. Anyone who does what is good is from God. Anyone who does not does what is evil has not seen God."
I think this.
Yeah, I think it can go back to this song, like, you know, having gratitude, having thankfulness, loving people in our lives. Those are kind of three of the things that we want to imitate. Those are characteristics that we want to be known by. What do you think? I think that can be a practical application via the song.
I think, you know, any way God can use me is my goal, whether it's be, you know, on a podcast to be in the warm, be thankful. I
Or have gratitude,
don't
like the song.
know. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, that's awesome. That's awesome. So, yeah, I think that's a good one. You know, just really trying to focus in on, you know, those good attributes in our lives and what we want to, you know, what kind of characteristics we want to build in ourselves and build in others.
Yeah.
Love it. Love it. Well, where do you want to start today? Well, we got Super Bowl recap. Anything you want to kick off with before then?
So, couple shout outs. I have a friend. He has second baby. His name is Marcy. So I am gonna say a prayer because want me to thank you for Marcy and his wife's name is Becca. Want me to thank you for Marcy and Becca. Give them time with you while I play for second baby, Oliver, when I play menu and when I go into become the man of God, bless the marriage, help them to give you 100% of their life over to you. And when I just pray that you bless them, give them that time with you, and amen.
Amen. Amen. That's awesome. Really cool shout out. Yeah, it's exciting stuff. You said a couple, though. You got one more up your sleeve, or what you got?
So, I have a friend. His name's Brody Arbiter. He also had he's going to have one. Well, I mean, but thank you for Brody. Well, give him time with you. Bless the desires of his heart. Bless Kyler. Help him take it one day at a time. Amen.
Amen. Yeah, that's super cool, Jeff. I think that's awesome that you take the time to call out special people in your life, let them know you're thinking about them. Yeah, that's, I love it.
Yeah. I got one more.
Oh, we got Uno Mas.
Well, we just thank you for Chris Garrett. You know, I just pray that you would bless their marriage. His name is Alyssa. I mean, her name is Alyssa. Give them time with you. Bless the marriage. And bless the baby, amen.
Amen. We got all the shout outs today. Hey. Got lots of people that are, we're letting know we care for you. We love you. Oh, you got one more?
Hey, Willie.
Encore?
There's a Matthew West song called Unashamed. You know, it's off his new recent album. It's called Don't Stop Playing. Even if it's not about Matthew West, I challenge you to don't miss those opportunities. Be unashamed for Christ.
Yeah. Yeah, it's you know, it's cool to be you know, to be outspoken about who you are and what you believe in, and you know, let people know why you care for them, why you love them. I think that's super important stuff. Yeah. I love it, Jeff.
Thank you. Yeah, don't miss those opportunities to connect with people.
Yeah. Yeah. You only, you know, I think it's, yeah, it's an important thing because I feel like it's easy to, you know, just be focused on everything we've got going. And I know personally, it can be easy to just focus on what work I've got going for the day or what projects I need to get done, but you never know, you know, what opportunities you have to make someone's day or to let someone know you care about them.
Yeah.
So that's why we got four shout outs today. You trying to make it five or are we tapped out? I knew you had one more.
We have some family friends. Their names are Bob and Randy. She just had a birthday, and so I would like to say about prayer for them. So what we just pray for Bob and Randy and their marriage, by helping them put you first, with Bob and Miss T and Miss Nick coming here. Amen. And bless her village with Randy too. Amen.
Amen.
So let's go into basketball. When Ryan has a moment.
Yeah, I was going to play a birthday song. It wouldn't come up, but you know, happy birthday. We're thinking of you, Jeff. Jeff loves you. Yeah. Shout out, 5 shout outs, new record. Yeah. Maybe next week we'll go for 6. Maybe we'll come up with 6 as the pod goes. We're breaking records today.
Thank you for your patience with me, Ryan.
What you talking about? No patience needed. No patience needed. All right, so what do you want me to bring up? NFL?
Yes.
All right, yeah, we got Super Bowl in the books. Chiefs go for the three-peat. They can't do it. Lose to Jalen Hurts, Saquon Barkley, A.J. Brown, Devonta Smith. And I hate to say it, but 44-22. Have a blowout. What are your thoughts, Jeff?
So, God is sports in our life. He wants to keep us humble, and he did that to the Chiefs. You know, some days you don't have it. I don't know what else to say.
Yeah, I mean, I think you know, a lot of people are overreacting, but you know, anything can happen on any given Sunday.
Yeah.
I think the Eagles had a good game plan. Chiefs couldn't get the offense going. Some days you just don't have it.
Yeah.
It's maybe not the most interesting narrative, but I think it might be more of what we saw. I think you got to get a lot of credit to that Eagles offense. Saquon Barkley, you know, Giants let him go. Didn't think he was worth it anymore. I think he might have had the last laugh on that one.
Yeah.
I remember a Hard Knocks episode this summer where they had the Giants on Hard Knocks and the GM saying, yeah, you know, I don't think Saquon's worth that anymore.
Yeah.
I don't think anyone's going to pay him that. And so he signed Daniel Jones over Saquon Barkley, and I'm sure Giants fans are not happy about that right now. What do you think this does for Jalen Hurts' career? You know, he's kind of talked about as being carried by Saquon a little bit. Chiefs game plan to shut down Saquon all game, and he had a spectacular game.
So I think that, you know, we'll see. You know, we'll see what the Eagles do. You know, that was such a dominating performance that you know, I honestly don't really know, you know.
Yeah, Jalen Hurts, what, 200 yards passing, 2 touchdowns, 70 yards rushing, a touchdown in the Super Bowl. I think this, you know, this solidifies him as a top, what do you say, top 10 quarterback in the league. I think it silences the doubters. You know, I think he showed he's the real deal.
Yeah.
I mean, even before this game, I would have even said I was a person that wasn't going to give Jalen Hurts his flowers. But I think he deserves it. He had a huge game in the biggest game.
Yeah.
So that's a scary team. I mean, they got two top end receivers and AJ Brown, DeVonta Smith. They got one of the top running backs, if not the best running back in the league, in Saquon Barkley.
Yeah.
It's gonna be a tough team being the NFC.
Yeah, we'll see. I mean, I really don't know what to say.
Yeah. Well, I think the tough thing for Mahomes is, I mean, his running back was an old Kareem Hunt. He's got a rookie. His best receiver was a rookie. And then after that, he has D-Hop, Juju, Hollywood Brown. They're all getting older. Kelsey's getting older. Might be time for Mahomes needs some new weapons.
I also let me ask you a question. So
Uh-oh.
what do you think about Travis Kelce retiring?
Oh, dang, your question.
Almost. I don't know what I know he was thinking about it, but
I don't think he's going to retire. I don't think he wants to that to be his last game. That's my opinion. What do you
yeah,
think?
I don't know. I just heard it on the news, so
Yeah, we'll
and
see. I think him and Mahomes have, they're wanting to. They I don't think they're quite done with what they want to do together yet.
yeah. So,
Okay, how about we pivot to a little? I want to give you some MLB news updates. I want to get your live reaction. Some of these free agency updates, then we can do a little NBA trade deadline. What do you think?
okay.
Red Sox sign free agent infielder Alex Bregman to a 3-year, $120 million deal. What are your thoughts?
I mean,
One of the top free agents going to Boston.
he's good.
Yep, he's on the Astros.
Yeah, he's good. We'll see what happens.
Oh, you do not seem pumped.
I mean, we'll see.
Yeah, he's got to get it over him being an Astro first.
Yeah, we'll see what happens.
Yeah, Dodgers agree to bring back Clayton Kershaw.
Yeah, I think we'll see about one too because he's getting up there and thinking running back one more time.
Yeah, it'll be fun. Red Sox and Yankees are top suitors of Nolan Arenado in trade talks right now.
That would be a lot of fun.
Yeah, what about if Nolan played for Boston? I shouldn't tease you with that. You would love that, wouldn't you?
Yes, I would.
It's on the table. They're saying it might be a little harder now that they signed Bregman, but there's. Them and the Yankees are still the top
Yeah,
teams.
yeah.
We'll see. Where do you think Nolan's going to end up?
I like to see him with the Yankees, but I mean with the Red Sox, but he'll probably go to New York.
Yeah, I hope not. I
Yeah.
could see him doing well in both places. I feel it, but it's who's gonna give him the most. or give the Cardinals want to have a good package. Alex Bregman was the third best free agent this year.
Back school.
Going to the Red Sox. Roky Sasaki, new pitcher from Japan, international deal with the Dodgers.
Yeah, Dodgers are stacked. They really are.
Yeah, a lot of money. It seems like all these free agents, it's either Mets, Yankees, Dodgers. It's a lot of, there's only a few big spenders out there, it seems, these days. Yeah, Walker Buehler's to the Red Sox. Kenley Jansen from the Red Sox just signed a 1-year, $10 million deal with the Angels.
Good luck.
You're okay with him going?
Yeah.
Carlos Santana from the Twins signed with the Guardians. Harrison Bader, outfielder for the Mets, 1-year, $6 million deal with the Twins. Gosh, shout out the Twins. Aroldis Chapman signs with the Red Sox.
We'll see about that.
So yeah, things are starting to solidify a little bit.
Yeah, it starts March 19th in Japan. I want God to use me and mine to give you a joy. If you're a baseball fan, it starts in March 19th. And 20th, for the Dodgers, face the Cubs in Japan.
Ooh, that'll be a fun one. And if you really like our podcast, buy us plane tickets and tickets to the game, and we'll do a live pod from Japan.
Oh,
Yeah,
man. So.
did you see this? Willie Adames signed a 7-year, $180 million deal going from the Brewers to the Giants. Play shortstop.
Yeah, I think he's good, but I don't know. We'll see.
Yeah, 3 years, 120 million though. That's a lot. 40 mil a year. Red Sox are looking to contend. Okay, should we do our final? I know we gotta wrap up a little soon here. You wanna do our full NBA trade deadline recap?
Oh yeah. First, I got a question for you. Did you go to the game, the last game,
Utah and
the
Timberwolves.
yeah.
The last game I went to was Timberwolves versus Warriors. They lost to Steph Curry.
Oh, 'cause they beat the Warriors. I mean,
Yeah.
they beat the Thunder.
Yeah, beat the Thunder. Yep. First team ever this year to lead the Thunder all game.
Oh, wow.
Yep. So we'll see, but it's going to be a whole new NBA after the deadline. All right. I'm going to tell you the trades, Jeff. We're going to call this segment Trade Deadline Rapid Fire. I'm going to tell you the trade and the teams, And you tell me who won the trade, Jeff. You ready?
Yep.
Okay. Grizzlies deal Marcus Smart to the Wizards. Wizards get Marcus Smart, Alex Len. Grizzlies get 2 second-round picks, Marvin Bagley and Johnny Davis. Who wins that trade?
I say Grizzlies.
Getting rid of Marcus Smart.
I mean, who was the other one?
Do you think the Wizards getting Marcus Smart?
Yeah.
Yeah, me too. I think Marcus Smart, that's a hustle guy. It's a guy that's gonna give you a lot of effort out there. That's the type of guy you want on your team. All right. Cleveland Cavaliers trade for DeAndre Hunter, power forward from the Hawks. Hawks get back Caris LeVert, Gorgeous Niang, 3 second-round picks, and 2 first-round pick swaps. Who wins then?
I don't know about that one.
I think the Cavs win that one because I think Gorgeous Niang is a terrible basketball player. And if you can bring in a guy like DeAndre Hunter to shore up your starting lineup, I think he's the perfect fit for Cleveland, and they should be celebrating because now they don't have to watch Gorgeous Niang play basketball.
Okay.
I think he's a bona fide scrub.
Okay.
How about this one? Toronto Raptors receive Brandon Ingram from the New Orleans Pelicans. The Pelicans receive Bruce Brown, Kelly Olynyk, a first round and second round pick.
The first one.
Raptors, I think it's an interesting move. I honestly think I'm going to say the Pelicans win this one because the Raptors aren't really competing for the playoffs right now. I think they should instead of getting a guy like Brandon Ingram, I think they need to keep focusing on their rebuild. All right, here's a fun one. Jimmy Butler to the Warriors. Miami Heat get back Kyle Anderson, Andrew Wiggins, and a pick swap.
So, I say Jimmy Butler. I like Andrew Wiggins, but I don't,
But
Kyle Anderson, he's okay.
I'd say that's he's okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll see if it works. I think it's there's a lot of big personalities between Draymond Green and Jimmy Butler. Hopefully they get along. Draymond Green over the All-Star break on the broadcast predicted that the Warriors will win the championship, so we got a lot to prove. We'll see.
All-Star break starts on Thursday.
Starts today.
I mean,
First day after the All-Star game.
yeah, and then, I meant to say second half starts on Friday, Thursday, and then it's coming down to the wire in the regular season.
Yep, then it's crunch time. Then a little after that, it's March Madness. Well, maybe we'll have to do a live March Madness picks.
Yeah, we want God to use us to give you joy. And so anybody who wants us on college basketball starts on the 16th Selection Sunday.
And if our picks help, help influence you to get a perfect bracket and win $1 million, please, Venmo or Cash App us. We're always open for it. All right, I got one more trade for you, Jeff. Bucks get do a trade with the Wizards. Bucks get Kyle Kuzma, and they trade Chris Middleton, AJ Johnson, and a first round pick to the Wizards. Chris Middleton. Yeah, that's interesting. I mean, Kyle Kuzma is actually, when you think about it, his career with the Lakers and the Wizards, he's never played on a winning basketball team before. So I think it's a little bit of an unknown. We'll see how he does.
I got a trade for you. This is a big one. It's confusing. We'll go to the Lakers for Anthony Davis.
Yeah, we got one. We had one more big one right there. Blockbuster. Luka Doncic shockingly traded to the Lakers for Anthony Davis and a couple first round picks. What are your thoughts, Jeff?
We all go through trials and tribulations, but I think that's a good trade. Sometimes you gotta start over in life, so I think it's a good trade. I really like AD, but unfortunately, for whatever reason, he gets hurt all the time, and he's hurt again. For about a week, so we'll see.
Yeah, I'm punching the air if I'm a Dallas Mavericks fan. 25 years old, one of the most efficient scorers in the NBA, and you trade him for Anthony Davis. What are you thinking?
And if you're a Laker fan, I want God to give you joy because Luka's one of the best players in the game. God gave him a gift for playing basketball, and so I hope it works out in real life. If it's not about Luka Doncic, it's all about God. If you don't know what your gift is, go pray about it.
I like it. I like it. And do you think this gives LeBron with Luka a chance to compete this year in the playoffs?
Yes, and maybe, because but maybe you never know what God can do in your life. So I encourage you keep serving him. And anyway, and so nothing's impossible in sports. Nothing's impossible without God.
Yeah, we'll see. That's exciting. It's going to be a crazy end of the season. Okay, I got one more about for you, actually. De'Aaron Fox traded from the Kings to the Spurs. Zach LaVine traded from the Bulls to the Kings in a three-team deal.
Sometimes.
Victor Wembanyama gets his guard. Here comes Wemby.
So it takes a while to figure out sports. So we'll see how it figures out.
The West is stacked, I'll tell you that much, Jeff. Holy cow.
For, I want God to use me and give you joy. So if there's Mom's Madness is coming up and we'll do Black and Fred. I hope we will. And we got NBA coming up for a lot of things coming up. I want God to use me to grow closer to him. But there's a new show out called The Chosen. It's about how God chose you and me for his kingdom. And I encourage you to read your Bible and watch that show. I also want God to give you joy and a way in the summer. You know, God made us all unique in a special way. Like, I have the ability to pray, and I was born in a wheelchair. So, anyway, there's a new show coming out. It's called A Reboot. It's actually the Duck Dynasty people. So, and they're very unique, but they also...
That's a nice way to put it.
They also know what matters. So, and pick up all the books. One of them's called, one of them is called, God, it's on how to share the gospel. It's not about Willie Robinson. I encourage you.
Is it called, Sharing Jesus with Confidence? Is that the one you're thinking of? Or is it called Gospeler?
Gospeler. I guess he has a new book out called Sharing Your Love with Confidence. Anyway, it's not about the Willie Robinson family. I encourage you to share your love and go share your faith.
Love it, Jeff. That was a great stuff. Love it.
Hey,
I can't even add to that. That's you covered all the bases there, man. Call that a home run.
I got three movies really quick. So one of them's the story about how Johnny Cash came to faith. It's all about walking the line, and and I encourage you to read that. And one of them's also called one of them's called Lincoln. It's about how the president Abraham Lincoln came to faith, and I got a brand new movie, really a sequel for you, and it's called Unsung Hero, the sequel. That one comes out this summer, as well as this.
I love it. Those sound great. So if you're looking for some great reads, some great movies, we've got you covered. We got the good ones right here.
And
if your name is Jeff Kennison, I think you should watch a new documentary on Netflix that's about the 2004 Boston Red Sox winning the World Series. It's got Kevin Millar. It's got Big Poppy. It's got Pedro Martinez. It's got all the storylines, all the drama as they broke the curse of the Bambino.
Yeah.
I've heard if, especially if you're a Red Sox fan, it's a must watch. That's what
Yeah.
I've heard.
And we want to use each other to give each other joy, so all will get up. So I'm excited for that. Anyway, it's not about me. I got one more announcement. You know, I want God to use me wherever I go, whatever I do. So,
That does happen, though. I interject. That does happen.
anyway, my buddy is getting married. His name is Jerry Rayo. I met him through high school and through football. You know, it's not about football. You know, God gave me lots of friends who are sports fans, and it's not about football. I want God to use me wherever he puts me. Anyway, he's getting married on March 1st. So, really quick, let me just thank you for Jerry Whale. What bless him. Bless him. Help him out for be nervous. Thank you for putting him in my life. Give him that time with you and bless him. And thank you for putting him in my life and helping him out to be nervous and helping him help everything go well and help him have fun as well.
Yeah. Amen. Love it. What was this? How what do we got? 7 shout-outs today? This is a new record. I'm gonna have to write this down. We'll see if we can ever top this one day.
So I actually got a buddy who
No way we got 8 shout-outs today. I think we're gonna go for 8 shout-outs.
who got into the Terrier Hall of Fame for baseball. He's actually
Wow.
signed with the Mariners. His name is Jacob Monahan. So Lord, use Jacob Monahan. Give him time with you. Thank you for the friendship. Thank you for putting him in my life. Give him that time with you. Use him alone to make a difference. Amen. So, you know, my goal in life is to encourage people, to lift people up. So go make a difference tomorrow. It's not about me. It's not all about my friends. Just reach out to somebody and yeah.
Love it. Love it, Jeff. That's great stuff.
Because God put me on this earth to encourage people. Use Ryan the most. Give him time with you. Amen.
Amen. Any parting words, Jeff?
Remember, you know, I want God to, I want to honor God with everything I do and say, I encourage you to do the same thing. And so remember, it's probably God. With me.